Professional Center, conditional use number 1573, revised site plan on Road 275.
Now, this is basically a question. When this site plan received final approval, they were, the developer was proposing three one-story buildings containing 6,076 square feet. The developer is now, one of the partners is no longer involved in this project, and the remaining partner is requesting that they be permitted to go 1.5 stories and at 8,101 square feet. And we're raising the question, will you permit them to do that, or are you going to require another public hearing?
Three buildings instead of four, right?
Yes. That it does show a future building.
Right.
But the approved ordinance did not reference or limit or stipulate the square footage that they could have.
They're just going, it looks to me like they're just going from one story to 1.5. Same footprint, looks like.
More square footage and
less buildings.
But if you are
same buildings, right?
Yeah.
Same buildings.
If you're favorable.
Less square footage.
If you are favorable towards the request, you should do it. It should be done as a concept of parking requirements. Number of parking spaces need to be changed.
This, the parking, I think, if I understand it, this is based on what was shown before.
That's correct.
It's going to increase with additional square footage. They didn't revise that aspect of the site plan, in other words.
It's going from two stories to a story and a half?
No, one story.
One story to 1.5.
One story to a story and a half. And there is a fourth building shown.
But is that still, there's a possibility of we eliminating that? Is there someone here representing this project, Mr. Chairman?
I believe there is. If you would, please come forward, give us your name, and we've got a question or two for you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Rob Burton, and I'm here representing the Plantations Medical Center. There was originally four buildings planned, and we were going to build three right away, and the fourth later. It was provisional and approved. We now like to abandon the fourth building and bring that square footage over onto the three existing buildings as a 1.5 story, and no other changes to the plan other than that.
And what about your sewer or septic? Is that county or is that still private?
It's still a private, and there's more than adequate septic, and we have an excess of parking spaces even for that square footage.
And Mr. Abbott, how many parking spaces do we calculate would be necessary? Like 120?
If it's on the gross leasable area, it would be 122 parking spaces.
Okay.
Would be required.
And your plan showing 70 now.
This is for medical professional offices, and I believe the calculation was different when it was done. We had 96 spaces.
You had to break it down so it's clear to what the specs are. Medical facilities are based on doctors.
It's different.
As long as it's doctors. But if it's used for some other purpose, lawyers, realtors, something of that nature, then you base it on office square footage at 1 per 200.
Understand.
Not calculated the same way. So you need to be clear about the number of units that are medical.
Well, with the proximity of this project to the BB Medical Center, we are actively going to market this towards medical professionals, and I think there's a great need for that out there. So,
and do we require a landscape plan, Mr. Abbott?
There was one provided.
There was one provided? Okay.
One of the stipulations was that there's a landscape buffer on the north and south side. Developers on the previously approved plan, they provided that, and they also provided a buffer to the west of the boundary line also.
They're already in place, by the way.
I don't have any particular problem with it. Shane, I guess then to approve it as a concept and then let them work the parking issue out, or
you could approve it as a of the concept of, or we could, you know, provide it, they meet all the parking requirements with the use stated on there, unless you wanted to see it again.
Not particularly. I don't have any reason why we would need to come back here. It is what it is, so.
Well, typically, concept doesn't have to come back, but if we have a problem, if we see something we have a question on, we'll bring it back anyway.
Okay. Well, they're going to have to come back in with, I mean, because this is just a copy of the original site plan that had been changed, right, just to show.
It's not official. You have to come back with everything anyway, but does it have to come through the our agenda again is the question.
If it's not an approved.
Yeah, I would say
Whatever.
Just to be clear.
All right, then.
Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1573, revised site plan, my motion is for approval as a concept and that the preliminary site plan be brought back to the commission for review and possible approval.
Second.
So moving and seconded to approve as a concept the Plantations Medical and Professional Center conditional use number 1573 revised site plan on road 275. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.